Good morning.
Are you all rested up after the big announcements yesterday?
Yes, it was a long day.
That would be a long day.
Yes.
Oscars. I want to talk Simon Cowell because I just saw him, you know, on American Idol. And they got all those stars together, and it's another Haitian relief effort.
Yes, he premiered his his all-star Haiti single, Everybody Hurts. We're talking about stars like Susan Boyle on it, John Bon Jovi, Mariah Carey. It's a cover of R.E.M.'s classic ballad, Everybody Hurts. He quickly got the stars together, more than 20 names. You know, the earthquake now is 200,000 people killed. I mean, yes. I don't know if we're keeping track of the numbers, but it really is astonishing how much.
Actually, I've got a clip of Mariah Carey's part of this song. Listen to this. That's pretty cool.
Very cool. He also has Michael Bublé, Rod Stewart, Kylie Minogue. If you want to get the song, you can order it online at hmv.com. And as well, now we had the We Are the World 25 go on here in L.A. last night.
See, I'm pretty excited about this.
Yeah, what a night that was. Now, 75 stars, Barbra Streisand to Lil Wayne to Vince Vaughn,
of all the stars on this list, you had to go with Lil Wayne?
Yes, you're right. Well, I'm saying from Barbra Streisand to Lil Wayne. Okay. Like, it was like across the spectrum. It was across the board. And it's called We Are the World 25. Now, there was a video that was made. It was directed by Paul Haggis, who, of course, is the award-winning Canadian director.
Canadian boy.
And if you want to see the video, it's going to premiere in 3D during the coverage on NBC of the opening ceremonies at the Vancouver Olympics on Friday, February 12th.
Yeah, and here's another case of something in 3D, and I'm stuck in my basement with no 3D glasses.
I know. You know, come in 6 months, this is going to be over. You'll be able to get you can buy your glasses now, but you'll be able to get the glasses. You'll be able to get the 3D TV. It'll just be more in our world than it is right now. I know, the 3D thing, it's like, who cares? I know.
So do you think these two songs are going to compete for downloads, Anne?
I think they won't compete. I think people will do both.
Yeah.
Because they're different songs. You know, one is a little bit more contemporary. One is heartfelt and a memory of years gone by.
Well, that's just it. The We Are the World thing, that brings back so many memories for me. And, you know, everybody in the video, they're squinting. Remember the Bruce Springsteen? He's squinting and he's pushing out the song. And
Kenny Rogers is squinting now because he's had so much plastic surgery since then.
So much plastic surgery that I'm surprised he can squint that his eyes can move. Yeah, exactly.
What's going on? I mean, Michael Jackson co-wrote the We Are the World song with Lionel Richie. What's going on with his doctor?
By the way, the children of Michael Jackson were supposed to be there last night, but they weren't. There are rumors or word that they're going to be added in later, reading a poem from Maya Angelou, that she's going to write something, and they're going to read it, and it will be inserted in later.
I was going to ask about the doctor, but you mentioned the kids. What do you think if Michael were alive? I mean, here's a guy who sheltered these kids, had them dressed up in bee suits in public, and here's Grandpa parading them out on stage at the Grammys. I mean, would Michael approve?
Who knows that the grandpa paraded them out? Maybe they wanted to go. I mean, that little girl looks like she's got a mind of her own.
Oh, and they're just so mature for their age.
Really? Like, it's so bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah.
That Michael Jackson had kids that turned out like this. It's just like, I think we're all looking at them going, nice to see. But how weird is that? We never expected that, especially since we used to see them in those Halloween costumes and masks for so many years. It's very bizarre. I know. I don't know that the grandpa's parading them out. But word is now that Michael Jackson's doctor is going to be charged in court. So the prosecutors who are investigating the death are going to plan to file a criminal complaint charging Dr. Conrad Murray with involuntary manslaughter. That's instead of seeking a grand jury indictment. So what does that mean? That means we're going to get a chance to see the evidence a lot sooner. And word is from Dr. Murray's lawyer that he is ready to surrender. He's been in L.A., and if they tell him to surrender in 10 minutes, as people say, he'll go and do it.
Okay.
Well, there you have it. You want the inside scoop? You talk to Shatila's Hollywood. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Talk to you then.